It's the Bert Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like the universe has heard me talk a lot about how much I hate reboots and decided, let's just put out a bunch right now. Let's get all the announcements out while Abby's talking about it. So we've got a new reboot coming out for Melrose Place, which is actually not really a show that I'm super familiar with. Whoa. It was from the 90s. Was before I was born.
Oh, God. I'm going to feel old here. When I was in college, this was must-see TV right here, man. This was it.
So three of the original stars are returning, Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga. So it's coming back. We don't know who else is going to join, but based off the plot, it sounds like there are going to be a couple more originals joining. It says that when one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather around to honor the deceased. But the pressure cooker of reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets, throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, but with a much more modern perspective.
It was such trashy nighttime soap opera. It was so bad. It was good.
I was not allowed to watch it because I was too young, but it was definitely like all anybody talked about.
Yeah.
And when you're on the TV for 7 years, you know you're doing something right. They did try to reboot it in 2009 on the CW, which tells me everything I need to know, because CW shows are either so bad they're good or so bad they're bad. And apparently this one was one of the worst because they only got one season. So hopefully this time around they do a little bit better with the original cast. But a reboot that I'm actually excited about, and a reboot that I think Kristen's going to be excited about, are the Highlander remake films. So guess who is starring in these Scottish Highlander films that we love?
Who?
Henry Cavill.
No!
Love him.
Oh my God, I love
Superman.
Him.
People were so bummed that he was not going to be in The Witcher anymore, which is this really fun fantasy series on, I think, Netflix, and he's real buff and he's always shirtless and, you know, he's doing sword work, but we are not done watching him play with his sword anymore.
He's Superman to you. He is Sir Brandon to me.
Okay. So he has talked about how he is preparing for all of these remakes. He says he loves the original movies, and he says that if you think you've seen me do sword work before, you haven't seen anything yet. It says it's going to be going deep into the meaning of these characters, their trials and tribulations, but I don't really care. I just want to see him with a shirt off.
That sounds like it's right out of a porn. You haven't seen sword work yet. Let me show you what sword work is.
He's my go-to fantasy guy. Like, if I'm ever having a fantasy in my head, he's the one who's playing the part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A fantasy. Because remember I told you about, like, I have a very detailed fantasy that I replay over and over in my head whenever I'm in like the need for like my own little personal mental film. You guys never do that? You never play out a fantasy in your head?
I thought you stopped doing that once you got a husband.
No, you don't.
I kind of thought that's how it works too.
No, absolutely.
Sometimes it's more. Once you get a husband.
Okay.
Once you're married and you have a kid and there is no fantasy in your life, they start to play out a little more frequently. Yeah, no, I have this whole fantasy, Abby, and you're going to love this because I think it would actually make a wonderful novel, right? So I've just broken up with my significant other. No. Well, yes, but we weren't married and we don't have kids, right?
Okay.
So we've broken up and I decided to do this solo trip to England, okay? So I go to England so I could go see the English countryside or whatever. And I'm a little bit lost in the English countryside and it's starting to rain and the weather's really bad. And so I find this like pub, like this random pub along the way. So I go into this pub and I'm wearing like a cable knit sweater. I have jeans with some like brown boots on, like a brown leather backpack. And I walk into this pub and the door slams and everybody turns and looks at me and it's really awkward. But then I go to the bar and I order myself a Boddington's and I'm sitting at the bar and there's a group behind me of men and they're having a bachelor party. And one of the guys comes up and starts sitting next to me and it's Henry Cavill. But I don't know who he is in like my fantasy. Like he's a celebrity, but I don't know he's a celebrity.
Oh, this is so Wattpad of you.
Right? So we start having this conversation and, you know, I'm like, yeah, he's nice, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But you're distracted by your book.
Yes. And so I'm just trying to drink my Boddington's. And he then says, hey, why don't you let me show you some of, you know, my country. And I'm like, well, whatever. So he comes and picks me up on his motorcycle the next day at my hotel, right?
Oh, it's the next day.
So he comes to my hotel and he picks me up on the motorcycle. And I hate motorcycles, but I'm like, whatever. So I strap in behind him and we go for a ride in the countryside. And he's showing me around and he's like, hey, listen, I have this event that I would really like for you to attend with me. And I'm like, I don't have like any fancy outfits or whatever. He's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So I get back to my hotel and when I walk in the room, there's this giant box with this beautiful evening gown in it, right? Perfect, fits me, it's gorgeous. So I go down to the hotel bar.
It just keeps going.
I'm telling you. And it's this beautiful backless dress, right?
Like this fantasy is longer than any sexual session she's had in real life.
No way. That's why you need the fantasies. No, we're not to the good part yet. So I'm sitting there in the bar by myself, sitting there at a bar stool that you can see my back. And he walks in, I turn around, and there he is looking so handsome. He's wearing black tie. He takes me to this event. It's a red carpet for his new movie. So I'm walking down the red carpet with Henry Cavill for his new movie, and we go to this event. Then we go back to the hotel, and we get to the room, and then everything just comes off of me. It's crazy.
Wow. That is elaborate. Woo! All right, here's the difference between women and men. Okay, here's my fantasy. I'm on the beach in L.A. Olivia Munn comes up to me, and she says, hey, how you doing? And I say, hey, do you want to go up to your house, which is right off the beach, and have sex? And she says, yes, and we have sex.
But what were you wearing?
Well, now, Kristen, you can add the Highlander step and repeat to your red carpet fantasy. Perfect. To complete it. Makes it more realistic.
Thank you very much.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.